Another massive COVID relief package is expected to be approved in the U.S. House this week. Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal, the Springfield Democrat who chairs the powerful Ways and Means Committee, held a news conference to discuss the proposal. Neal said House Democrats plan to move quickly with an up or down vote Friday on the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, which includes $1,400 per person direct payments, along with extended and enhanced unemployment aid to millions of people who remain out of work.
So I think that the assembly of what we've done here is sound, and I think it stands up under the magnifying glass of analysis, and it's necessary.
Democrats are using an arcane procedure known as budget reconciliation to advance the package quickly through the House and then the Senate. As a result, it could pass without a single Republican vote. The legislation would extend temporary federal unemployment benefits, currently set to expire on March 14th, through August 29th. The weekly benefit would increase from $300 to $400.
I hope by end of March, people will start to feel it.
Speaking with reporters in Springfield Monday, Neal highlighted provisions of the relief plan that came from the Tax Writing Ways and Means Committee. It includes an enhancement of the earned income tax credit for workers without children, something Neal said he'd advocated for many years.
I've been on this forever, extending the earned income tax credit to individual filers. And I believe very strongly in it. It is work and it rewards work.
The bill would expand the child tax credit to $3,000 per child or $3,600 for children under age six. There's also a change to the child care tax credit, which could allow people to claim half their child care expenses. Neal said it's troubling that so many women have had to leave the workforce during the pandemic because schools closed and they could not find child care.
So we think going forward that this will give an opportunity for more and dependable child care.
Small business and restaurant assistance programs would receive additional funding if the relief bill passes. There is $350 billion to support state and local governments.
There are qualifiers in that, though. That cannot be used for pension relief and the sorts of issues that the critics are saying. This has to go to essential workers on the direct lines. That's a very important consideration. And there are going to be tight guidelines as to how that money is utilized and expended.
Neal said the money for local governments could also be used to help schools reopen by paying for improvements to ventilation systems. Even before this latest COVID relief plan passes, the White House and congressional leaders are looking ahead to a massive infrastructure bill.
The president's made it clear he's going big, and we're going with him.
Pointing to what happened last week in Texas, Neal said the infrastructure program could pay to beef up electric grids across the country. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.